وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Now, when we look at the human being, and for the sake of humanity, we said there are a number of things that are required to be done. And obviously, this has been a topic for many, many months. We're trying to become better human beings. One of the things that we said previously is that a person needs to cleanse himself, to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question might come to a person's mind is, how do we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that also is a process by itself. One of the reasons, or one of the ways I should say, one of the methods, is for me and you to think and contemplate. And mind you, like, I can't stress enough the importance of thinking and contemplation, because it is the initiation. It is the initial point to everything. Everything begins with a thought in the mind. Nothing just comes out of nowhere. Every action comes from a message being sent backward and forward with your brain. When you move your fingers, when you shake your legs, when you walk, when you eat, when you pick up something, it is all messages sent through your brain. There's always a thinking process happening. So in order to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek nearness to Allah, to reach Allah, we need to begin with thinking and also using evidences, arguments, to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. For these arguments and these proofs that we use to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes us submit to Him. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ وَالْغَنِيُّ. Look at yourselves. You are poor. You are weak. You have nothing. Then who does? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the absolute perfect deity, if we can say that, or even being, if we can say that. But obviously, because we are short of words to use the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing works with Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute perfection, and nothing else has perfection except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more we think and the more we contemplate, the more closer we get to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who He is, and become better servants. And also not just that, but also we need to contemplate on the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah, whether they are sitting or sleeping or on their sides, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they contemplate. They just don't, you know, because we have a lot of people that pray and prostrate and get up and get down and they fast. But in terms of logic and understanding, they have nothing. Allah says, no. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ, standing and sitting on the side. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they also contemplate. In what? في خلق السماوات والأرض, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَطَلًا. Surely, O Lord, you did not create all of this out of vain. سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us from the hellfire. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Another path, another way that makes us get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another method is action in terms of ibadah and good deeds, good actions. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He compared amal always with iman. Whenever you see Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, He always followed it with عَمِلُوا. Because iman without amal is like a tree without a fruit. There's no point in me growing an apple tree if it never gives apples. So Allah says always there has to be an action, a good act. The more we could do good actions towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer we become. So Allah says, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Him, all the good words elevate. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And the good deeds will be elevated. So the words, الْكَلِم, will be lifted. And also the good actions, the good deed, will also be taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need that path of ibadah and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good actions in order to seek nearness to Him. Another path, another way we mentioned before we conclude this episode is the dua and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the Isra wal Mi'raj, when he ascended to the heavens, he said, I entered heaven, so I saw the people of heaven. And I saw them building houses, building walls from, you know, one brick is from silver, one brick is from gold. And perhaps sometimes they just stop building. So I said, why do you stop building? And then, you know, you build and you stop building. They said, well, we wait for the people to give us the bricks. And he says, well, how does that work? What is that? He says, when people say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, we start building. This is the material that we work with. And if the person stops, we stop too. So the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we do good deeds, the more we will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَلَا تَبْطُلُوا أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Give allegiance to Allah and to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not ruin your actions, because you might act and do all good deeds and then in a moment of heedless you can just blow it all to dust. So we need good actions and good deeds in order to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, when we talk about deeds, and also we have the dua that we said, Allah says, worship me, supplicate to me, talk to me, I can hear you, I can get things done for you, I can bring you closer to me. So amal is one thing, dua is another. So the more we supplicate to Allah, Allah is listening. Allah is constantly listening. And dua is just another way of talking to Allah. This is what it is. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things, or you're glorifying Him, or you're doing tasbih to Him, or hamd to Him, or whatever, through a form of dua. So you're either asking Allah, or either you're saying His name. Either way, it's a form of supplication, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also helps brings me and you closer to Him. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.